You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Carl Mattson. He is the GM of the International Division and Chief of Product at Maxthon International, a global software company that develops state-of-the-art web browsers that regularly outperform other top browsers. Continuously setting new standards for innovation, speed, and ease of use, Maxthon browsers are used each month by more than 130 million people in 140 countries around the world. Maxthon also brings its best-of-breed browsing to the Android platform for mobile devices and tablet computers. Founded in 2002 by Jeff Chen, CEO, Maxthon Limited has offices in San Francisco, Hong Kong, and Beijing. Carl, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
It is great to have you. So tell us all about Maxthon with what time that we have here today. I'm sure you could talk for a long time.
Well, you definitely hit some of the high points. We are a software and web services company that our core products are web browsers, and they're high performance, and like you said, they regularly outperform some of the other browsers that you might be familiar with. And through that, we've developed a global word-of-mouth following that now translates into 140 different countries and over 100 million people who use our products every month. And I stress word of mouth. Maxthon really started as a community-based effort driven by our founder, who created something that people really needed and did so with a lot of input and feedback from a community that grew over time. And one thing led to another, and one person told another, and we find ourselves 7 years later with a global footprint and a business that just continues to grow. And so what we've done is we focus on browsers, and the way we look at things, we sort of see the browser as the operating system of today and tomorrow. As people connect to the web through many different devices now versus, say, a single computer in the past, the browser becomes even more central to that experience. If you think about it, it's kind of like the internal combustion engine of a car. You can't really go anywhere without one. And when we're talking about the web or applications or apps, at the heart of all of that is some kind of web browser. Even an app is basically a web browser that looks a little different and does a smaller set of things. So we're really positioning in our products and our company to take advantage and to help drive this revolution. And that includes a lot of interesting things like cloud storage and syncing across different devices, and just generally making it easier for people to connect to the internet and do what it is that they want to do and connect to their friends and family and do so on any device that they might have on any platform. So you can find our things certainly on Windows PCs, and then, as you mentioned, in the Android world, tablets and 7-inch tablets, 10-inch tablets, handsets, and then also in places like the Amazon Kindle Fire and the BNN Nook, and then in the world of Apple as well. We have iPad versions of our flagship browser, and we're about to release an iPhone version of it as well, and we're pretty excited. So that's kind of our core business. That's what Maxthon's all about.
Well, tell me, Maxthon's flagship browser continues to win praise from critics and users alike. What makes this browser so innovative?
Well, thank you for that. To hear someone describe us as innovative means that we're doing something right. And when it comes to our core product, our flagship browser, which is we call Maxthon 3, this is the third major version of it, it really comes down to a couple of key areas, really five. One is that it's got to be high performance. So we work on everything within this browser from within the sort of guiding frame of how can we make this work faster and be more stable and make sure that the whole web works on it and make sure that the browser isn't a what's known as a as a resource hog, meaning it uses up all of your RAM or something like that. And so we work on that, and that's probably goal number one for all of our browser products. And then the next big goal is what we call portability. Our browsers have always been a little different in that we embraced the cloud a while ago. So for now going on 6 years, users who use our desktop browser could log into any other computer using that had Maxon on it and get all of their bookmarks and their tabs and their settings and their history sent to them seamlessly from a secure free account in the cloud. So we're really trying to take the portability thing and do even more with that in the form of document management and your social networking and things like that, because that's the way people connect now. You know, they don't just use a laptop or a PC. They use a laptop and a PC. They use a smartphone. They might use a tablet. They might use a work PC. So portability is key. So we've got high-performance portability, and then really two other major ones is ease of use and really rich features. We spend a lot of time testing how people interact and discover our features so that they can do what they need to do and find them real easily and, you know, sort of like another company whose name we won't mention, but we like our products to, quote-unquote, just work. Everything just works. And then finally, features. I'm going to kind of geek out a little bit here and talk a little browser history, but this is a fundamental tool to use the Internet, a web browser. Nothing really works without it. And when you look at the history of these things, of this particular piece of software, it started with few features, and then these browsers got very bloated with a lot of features that were often not very well used. And then the pendulum swung back to a more minimalist side of things. Well, at Maxon, we try not to follow the herd. We try to listen to our inner voice and listen to our customers. And what we find is that it's not so much about having a lot of features or a little features. It's about having the right features. And so we focus our innovation on that. And we have some pretty cool power features and features that people absolutely love that you just won't find any other place. An example of that might be our screen grab feature. This comes with every Maxon desktop browser and tablet browser. It just makes it really easy to one-click and grab part or a whole web page and save it as a PNG and then email it. People who do web research love this feature. Another one is split screen. It allows you to view two websites side by side at a time. Also very good for professionals and people who are doing research or people who just might want to keep an eye on their Facebook page while they're doing something else. Another sort of uniquely Maxon feature would be our video resource and download feature. It's a real simple thing that allows people to download YouTube videos, for example, for later viewing, and just generally makes that process easier and faster. So that's kind of where we're going, and that's why I think people are starting to notice Maxon 3 and our other browsers, because they sort of represent a combined effort on those four or five different fronts.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, Maxon has done a lot of groundbreaking work with Android smartphones and tablets. Why should users make the switch to Maxon Mobile?
Well, with Android, we looked at it and, you know, it was a natural place for us to extend our core business, which is making great browsers. And then and now, when we got into it, and even now, the Android platform is great, but it's very diffuse and it can be a little buggy. And frankly, the browsers that were available on Android and are available on Android just aren't as good as they should be. So we took a fresh look at Android and created a Maxon browser for Android that kind of follows the lead of our desktop and our core products. It's extremely, you know, high performance, so it loads pages very quickly. And then another thing that's really specific to the mobile world is that our browsers consume very little in the way of CPU resources, and that means you get a longer battery life when you use a Maxon browser on your tablet or your cell phone. And then, of course, we've got some very interesting ease of use features that are very specific to mobile browsing. For example, we have a gestures architecture that allows you to sort of make little movements with your finger on your touch screen to essentially drive the browser. You know, you don't have to search and click on buttons or anything. You can make a swoosh and it'll cause the page to turn. And that also, we've got a whole architecture for that in the tablet space too. So in general, when it comes to Android, you know, we really have really focused on high performance and ease of use. And, you know, I think the feedback from folks who have made the switch validates that approach. It's a good experience. You know, when you use our Android browser on an iPad, you'll be surprised. You know, it'll make your head kind of go, whoa, it's faster than I thought it would be, you know.
Well, you're getting my attention for sure. Today we are joined by Carl Mattson. He is the GM of the International Division and Chief of Product at Maxthon International, a global software company that develops state-of-the-art web browsers that regularly outperform, you did hear me correctly, regularly outperforms other top browsers. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, HTML5 is another area where Maxthon has taken the lead. Why is this field so important?
Well, HTML5, in our view, really represents the future of the web in a lot of ways. Like I said when we first started talking, you know, the browser sort of now and ever more so as the days pass kind of functions as the operating system of a multi-device world. And HTML5 is a key piece of that. It's an evolving web standard that's going to allow developers of apps or web pages, any kind of application that might use HTML, to do a lot of things that previously were not possible to do just within, say, HTML5 tags. So what that means for regular folks like me, and I'm not an engineer, is that it's going to be easier for developers to create applications that work across a lot of different platforms. So right now, if you want to create an app, you've got to do one for Apple, and then you've got to do an almost entirely separate one for Android. HTML5 is going to make that process a lot easier, and that's going to create a lot of innovation, we think, and a lot of new things that, you know, we can't even imagine right now. Another thing that HTML5 is really big about and really is really going to drive is online video. It's going to make it easier and more efficient for people to watch high-quality television and movies and things like that on the web. So we're optimizing our browsers to take advantage of that and to offer an even more high-performance video experience. And then the final piece of HTML5 that is a little geeky, but I think has interest and will be useful to everybody who connects, is the idea of what we call formatted data. So HTML5 makes it easier for anybody who's doing an application or a web page to structure the data that's on that page in a way that will allow new applications to be made. So an example of that would be, right now if you go to an article page on a web news site, if you were to look into the HTML code of that page, you would see the article text, and it would be one great big blob of text. HTML5 is going to facilitate chunking up that blob of text into smaller parts that you can label and name and tag. And what that'll mean is that people will be able to create applications that work across different websites and apps that pull different parts of different structured data to create entirely new things. And so I think that's going to drive some pretty interesting stuff as well. So all of this cool stuff in HTML5 won't work unless you have browsers that support these new standards and tags. And so as a company, we made a real strong investment last year, and we'll continue to do so, in making our browsers support as much of this evolving HTML5 standard as possible. Because we want developers to innovate, and so we want them to know that if they use our stuff, they'll be able to test all this neat new technology that's coming out as this standard evolves.
Maxthon has also created a number of customized skins, including one celebrating the band One Direction. What's the response been like to this campaign?
Oh, yeah, the skins. Well, you know, web browsers have traditionally been treated as kind of a tool, you know, and a boring tool at that. You know, the analogy that comes to my mind is a plain old screwdriver. It's very useful, and everybody needs to have one, but it's not the kind of thing you feel a real strong identification to. We've been having a little bit of fun lately, creating special web browsers that make it easier for people who are members of communities to find content and to connect with other members of that community and to generally just, you know, add a little more fun to the experience. And so one of those special builds was for a band called One Direction, and that's just been a huge global hit. And, you know, who would have thunk it? So we've got a lot of kids out there who love this band's music, now using Maxon, and we'll be doing more of that as we go forward. Just to add a little fun to the experience.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, you could have a screwdriver that's boring, or you could have a really cool, slick, cordless screwdriver that does all kinds of neat things, and that's sort of what we think.
Yeah, good thinking. Now, finally, in conclusion, what other big plans are on the horizon for Maxthon?
Well, I think as a company, you know, we talked about HTML5 and how that's going to change things. Really, the biggest thing that's on the horizon for us is this idea of the multi-screen portable internet experience. And by that, I mean we just want to make it easy through our browsers for people to, when they connect to the internet, no matter what kind of device they're using, whether it's a tablet or a phone or a laptop or a, you know, a netbook, you name it, so that whenever they connect, they get whatever it is they need as fast as possible, that's optimized for the device they're using as best as possible, you know, so that if they're using a tablet, they're not having to see a tiny little mobile site that's been optimized for a mobile phone, for example. And we want all the data and the documents that's important to you to travel with you. So as we move forward, expect to see some pretty neat products in that space. We have one that we're getting ready to launch that is going to be a bit of a game changer in the area of syncing and managing the stuff that you need to live your life online and offline. And that applies to everything from documents to you name it. So that's really where we're going. A portable experience that has what you need when you need it without really you having to ask for it, in a clean, secure, and high-performance way. And the browser is central to that. So expect our products to kind of radiate outward from that.
Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Maxthon online, speaking of online and web browsers.
Well, the best place to go would be to go to www.maxthon.com. There you can download all of our free products and give them a try. You can try our browser for the desktop. You can try our tablet browsers for Android or handsets as well. And then we've also got some other interesting products. And then, of course, if you're in the Apple universe, just search Maxthon in iTunes, and you'll find a couple of pretty cool applications and browsers that you can try out too. And those are free also. We'd love you to do it, and we'd love to hear from you, because we have a really active dialogue with fans all over the world, and we really make an effort to hear what you're saying and respond, and when we can, work it into the product, because a lot of the best ideas that you'll find on the internet came from people who were using things and had the idea themselves and said, you guys ought to do this. So that's a big part of what we do.
Very good. He is Carl Mattson, the GM of the International Division and Chief of Product at Maxthon International, a global software company that develops state-of-the-art web browsers that regularly outperforms other top browsers. And the website of reference, once again, is www.maxthon.com. Carl, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be here. We appreciate the time, and give us a shot. We'd love to see what you think.
You betcha we will. Certainly, without a question, we'll be on the page as soon as we are off the air. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.